Good morning. Welcome to the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. I am Regina, your host, and I am honored that you have chosen to listen today. The title of today's message is Celebrate the Healer. Sickness comes from Satan. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. God wants you to be well, healthy, and whole. Celebrate His healing presence through you right now. Your words are the seed for change. Speak words that unlock the power of God in your immediate moment. Words decide divine reaction. With the fruit of the man's mouth, his stomach will be satisfied. He will be satisfied with the product of his lips. That's Proverbs 18:20. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. Proverbs 14:4. A divine decision is in the lips of the king. His mouth should not err in judgment. Proverbs 16:10. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and he who seeks right is loved. Proverbs 16:3. We hold the power of life and death in our words. Do not claim the illnesses that are trying to attach to you. Do not say, my diabetes or my cancer. Those are not the garments God created for you. My mom was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic when she was about 40 years old. And as I began to near 40, our family doctor unconsciously kept attempting to put that garment on me by saying things like, now how old was your mom when she became diabetic? You're nearing that age. He did this several times, and it bothered me. Each time I would tell him, I am not diabetic. Finally, I replied to him, I know. Science tells you that this illness is genetic, but I choose not to wear that diagnosis. I have a choice. I am not diabetic. I am not going to become diabetic. You can test for it if you desire, but please do not keep trying to give it to me. That is a gift I will not accept. Praise the Lord, I'm 43 years old and show no symptoms of diabetes. It is not the garment God created for me. Acts 10:38 teaches us this, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is also with you. He has also given you the Holy Ghost and power. Use your words to celebrate the healer. That is something that is so important, using our words to celebrate the healer, because God is our healer. And we can do that. We can celebrate our healer through practicing faith talk. Your words are deciding tomorrow. Every word you speak today will paint a portrait of faith, both in your mind and the minds of those around you. Today, season every conversation with faith talk. Tell everyone what you are expecting God to do in your life. This is one way that we celebrate our healing. I lost my train of thought. We need to celebrate our healer. God is awesomely amazing, and His desire is for you to come into wholeness. Let's pray. Father, I pray for each one under the sound of my voice. I pray that these words have brought healing and life to them through the power given to us through your Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for being our healer. We celebrate you today, and we share the mighty ways you have removed garments of illness from us and placed on us garments of righteousness, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you, friends, for being with me today on the Way of Wisdom, and I pray you will join me again next week for another message like this. May God bless you throughout the remainder of this week. Keep practicing your faith talk, which leads to celebrating your healer. Because Isaiah tells us, by his stripes we were healed. By his stripes you were healed. Not that it's something that happened a long time ago and it can't happen today. Not that it's something that'll happen way off in the future, but not today. My friend, Isaiah says today, by his stripes, you are healed. It is a gift for today. Don't allow Satan or anyone else to take that gift from you. Because God desires for you to be whole, for you to be complete. Now unleash the power of your words by speaking health and wholeness into your life. Let your health and your wholeness be the fruit of your mouth to your stomach, which will cause you to be satisfied. Let it be the product of your lips that brings your satisfaction through Holy Spirit by speaking words of life and health and encouragement. God bless you.